Hello children, today we will study about the age of revolution. Okay, the 18th century, we would see it would usher in a new era in the world history. There were two important events that would be strengthened in this time period. The two important concepts of nationalism and democracy. So, we will study about two cases where we will see nationalism and democracy coming up as an important force. Firstly would be the American War of Independence. As you know, the discovery of America led England, France, Spain, Holland, all of these run to establish the colony. So they were all, there was a competition between all these countries to establish colonies in America. So from the 16th century, different European countries would be coming and different people from different European countries would be coming and settling down in America. The American War of Independence would be for the first time an organized movement which would be which would comprise of people from a country or a place coming together, unifying against another colonizing power who had come and taken control of their country. So it would be for the first time people would come together and assert their right to rule themselves. Now, the colonies, by the middle of the 18th century, we will see that there will be 13 British colonies along the east coast of North America. East coast, remember. People had settled there. They had come from England. They had come from Holland or France. And all of them had settled there in search of a better life, better, you know, job, a better future for themselves. Now, what we'll see is that Britain ruled these 13 colonies, but the internal administration of all these 13 colonies would be in the hands of the colonies themselves. They were in charge of the internal administration. Every colony would have a governor and a local council. The local council would be elected by the people who resided in the colony. The local council would be passing laws and levying taxes. Now, the colonies, despite enjoying independence in the internal governance of the place, would be controlled by the British government in economic matters. That means a colony would be forbidden to use a non-British ship. They will have to use a British ship for trading purpose. The products such as tobacco, sugar, cotton, all of them had to be brought from England, which obviously the price was kept at a very high rate. England kept their price very high. The colonies could import goods only from England. So all the goods imported from other countries were taxed heavily. So this led to a lot of grievances among the people in the colony who believed that, it wasn't fair that the British was charging so much money. Charging so much money for import duties, or charging so much money when they are, bringing goods from another country. Moreover, it was illegal for the colonies to set up industries. So that entire 13 industries were deindustrialized. Deindustrialized means that there were no industries made in these places. There was absolutely no presence of any industry. It was only a place where agriculture was thriving. All the industries, all the factories were based in England. So this wasn't fair that there was no development happening in these colonies. Second point would be the colonies had no representation in the British Parliament. Though the British Parliament would be levying taxes, would be ruling this country halfway across the world, that is in America. From Britain, they are ruling 13 colonies in America. But there's absolutely no representation of American people there in the Parliament of Britain. So they were not happy with this either. The colony strongly criticized the British government's constant demand for money. They kept on levying taxes, one tax after another. And all these taxes used to be extremely high. These taxes used to be, very exploitative. The taxes were kept very high. Like, for example, in 1765, the British Parliament would pass the Stamp Act, which led to a fixation of stamp on all documents compulsory. So they started a slogan which says, "No taxation without representation." Under pressure from this protest, the government had to repeal the Stamp Act. The British government believed that since the colonies existed for the good of the mother country, it was their right to tax them. So they believed the colonies were there only to benefit Britain. It was there only to provide prosperity to Britain. The colonies were present only to bring profit to Britain. So this was not liked by the people living in these colonies. When the government started imposing tax on tea, this would lead to the Boston Tea Party, where a group of people from these colonies disguised as native Indians would be raiding the British ships and dumping the crates of tea that was brought from Britain into the sea, so that they could not sell it, and it led to a loss of money for the British. The colonist was also inspired by the works of John Locke, John Harrington, John Milton, Thomas Paine, who were all philosophers who would be talking about equal rights of men, that all human had basic human rights, that everyone had the right to earn a living in any way they like, and they had the right to rule themselves, that if there was injustice, people should rise up against injustice. All this gave strength to the colonist. Now, in 1774, the representatives of the 13 colonies would assemble at Philadelphia. They would ask King George III, the British ruler, to end the restriction on trade and commerce and see to it that no further taxation is done on them without any representation. This angered the British government as well as the king, who... What they would do is he would say that it is a mutiny, it is a rebellion by these people, and that's the reason why there would be a war. There would be a war-like situation where the king would send his army, send his troops to suppress this rebellion. The colonists also started preparing themselves for a fight. On 4th of July 1776, the representatives of all these colonies would meet in Philadelphia and adopt the Declaration of Independence, a document which is drafted by Thomas Jefferson. It said that all men are created equal, and there are certain rights, right to life, right to liberty and pursuit of happiness, all of them are there for all human beings. This declaration also asserted that colonies had suffered under the British rule, and now they would be fighting for their rights and they would free themselves, and this would be a war of independence. Now, after the colonies went in for a fight, the colonies were led by George Washington. The war would end in 1781 with finally the British government and the colonies signing a peace treaty of Paris. And then we have the birth of United States of America, where all the 13 colonies would come together and form the country.